John Walsh is the chief scientist at the International Arctic Research Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He wanted to see how the Earth's warming climate would affect wind speeds. What he found is likely bad news for Western Alaska.
The message that came through pretty consistently, no matter what the criterion was that the Western Alaska region was the one where winds are expected to increase.
In research he published in 2019, Walsh analyzed two climate models that project a 25 to 50% increase in high wind storms in Western Alaska by the end of the century. He said other climate models vary in how much they project wind speeds to change, but that they all show a significant increase. Walsh says the reason why Western Alaska is getting windier is because it will soon inherit the Aleutian Islands storms. In today's climate, the Aleutian Islands are the windiest area in Alaska. Walsh explains why that is.
It's the boundary zone between the cold climates and the warm climates, and these storms tend to feed off that contrast, that boundary between the warm and the cold.
But he says that boundary is on the move.
As you warm the planet, you're essentially expanding the tropics and shifting weather patterns to the north. So as all features get shifted to the north, that includes the storm tracks.
As storms move north of the Aleutians, Walsh said that wind speeds would likely decrease in southern and southeast Alaska. UAF climate scientist Rick Toman, who was not involved in Walsh's research, says his colleagues' findings make sense. Toman also said that if Walsh is correct that storms will move north, that would change not just wind speeds, but their direction.
We're going to have more instances where instead of being in the northeast wind, there'll be more times when we're in the westerly or southwesterly winds part of the storm. That, of course, is very problematic for places on the immediate coast that have some version of westerly facing ocean, places like Quinnahock, which have already had terrible erosion problems.
In another Western Alaskan community, Nepakiak's riverbank is eroding 3 times faster than it was 10 years ago. Walsh's research shows that wind speeds have already increased by 10 to 30% in Western Alaska in the last 40 years. Even the potential benefits of increased wind speeds are murky. The Alaska Village Electric Cooperative operates 30 wind turbines across Western Alaska. CEO and President Bill Stamm said it's difficult to tell whether high winds during storms would benefit wind turbines. That's because, for one, he says AVEX wind turbines max out their energy generation once winds reach 30 miles per hour.
If we're already at the maximum output of the wind turbine, it doesn't matter if the wind blows any harder.
And if wind speeds reach 55 miles per hour, turbines shut down for safety reasons. Then they aren't generating any power. Plus, Stamm said, some wind turbines just aren't built to handle heavy storms on a consistent basis.
If you have extreme wind events, you have to buy a certain turbine that's going to be able to endure that. And if we start shifting that bracket of what kind of wind a turbine can experience, we may have other problems.
Climate scientist Rick Toman says the projected changes in wind speeds is just one more example of drastic environmental changes that humans will have to contend with going forward.
It's more evidence to push us to prepare for things that we haven't ever had to deal with before.
Walsh says that his research's projections for increased wind speeds are based on the assumption that humans continue to pump out greenhouse gases at their current rate. He says the caveat is if humans mitigate their emissions, then the climate would not change as much, and the predicted changes in wind speeds would be smaller. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.